Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tomorrow in the town of Lincoln, the DeCordova Sculpture Park and Museum stages a day-long musical experience on its grounds outside. If all goes as planned, the performance will sound something like this. But there won't be any instruments on site, per se. Instead, visitors will experience a collaboration between an artist and nature called Sunboxes. WBUR's Andrea Shea got a sneak preview as the museum and the artist tested it out.
At the DeCordova Sculpture Park, I hear the Sunbox installation before I see it. This enchanting, ethereal sound emanates from an army of audio speakers arranged on the lush lawn. But there aren't any wires. To sing, these boxes require energy from the sun, which can be tricky, according to Deputy Museum Director and Curator Nick Capasso.
So what we're doing today is we're trying to find the optimum placement so that they can look their best, get the sun that they're going to need to perform, because we have a lot of shade around here, and also be in a position in such a way where the sound is going to migrate as much as possible throughout the rest of the park. And it's uncanny how far away you can hear this.
And it can have something of a Pied Piper effect on visitors.
Sometimes you don't really know what it is, but it's sort of pulling you in.
That's Craig Colarusso, the artist and musician who created Sunboxes. There are 20 speakers in all. Each has a solar panel on top and a PC board inside that holds a pre-recorded looped guitar note. Colarusso calls his sun-dependent sound installation an array.
But the cool thing is, when they stop, inevitably they start up again when the sun burns through, and then they all start at the same time. The first time that happened, I was freaking out, of course. But after the initial shock, it was beautiful.
For this test, the sun is bright and relatively consistent, but people can have an effect on the sunboxes too. Your own passing shadow or even your hands can alter the overall sound of the piece. In fact, this artist encourages it. It doesn't take long for a group of curious kids to respond to the sunbox's siren call.
I'm Max Paul. I'm 9 years old. And it's cool because I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I think they, like, attach speakers to the solar panels, yeah.
The perceptive group from the Massachusetts School of Science, Creativity, and Leadership includes 10-year-old Henry Litkin.
Yeah, it's practically music made by the sun because it's, like, you know, these solar panels hooked up to the speakers, so it's energy created by the sun, so it gets its energy from the sun, so it's like the sun's creating the music.
And I bet if there are clouds, then you won't hear anything.
Yeah.
Because there'd be no sun.
That astute observation from Owen Murray reminds me to ask the artist about the pending weather. Rain, or even an extremely overcast sky, could force the artist and the museum to reschedule their one-day sunbox performance. But Craig Colarusso isn't sweating it. In fact, he says this installation has taught him many things, including the art of patience.
This wasn't an initial reason to do the piece, but sometimes you don't get what you want when you want it, and it's nice to be reminded of that in a very aesthetically pleasing way. So yeah, I do hope for the best, but we'll see.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.